Should be wide awake after those last two numbers, gospel numbers right there. Jesus will meet me. Sounds like they can't wait, the Trumpet Travelers of Savannah, Georgia. On the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. Time is winding up and we're winding it up here this evening. National Travelers started that set, Look for Me in Glory. We heard from the Five Singing Stars of Columbus, South Carolina, over in Zion. Heavenly Trumpets, Soul Food, Cornbread, Black Eyed Peas, the Heavenly Trumpets, the Sincere Voices, Heaven, their arrangement of You Got Shoes, We All Got Shoes, the Sincere Voices. We heard Elder Buford N. Taylor, He'll Walk With You. That was for all our country and Western gospel fans, Elder Buford N. Taylor. We heard the Prodigal Sons amping it up there. The Gospel Velocity. I Found the Lord. And we ended set there with the Trumpet Travelers. It looks like they spell trumpet with two T's. Jesus Will Meet Me. Yes, indeed. We thank you for meeting us every week at this time on Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. My name is Kevin Nutt, your host. Thank you to the Mighty Gospel Friends, gospel folk everywhere. Hope you have a good week and stay tuned to WFMU. Yes, indeed. WFMU. Stay tuned, brothers and sisters and beloved. And we will see you next week. Tell your daughter, father, you better tell your
You listen to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org.
Kitty Carlock. Kitty?
Number one, what caused you to name rock and roll music rock and roll? Was it something onomatopoeic about it? Did it sound like rock and roll, or what was it?
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to music.
Scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Thank you. listen much to blues singers and so on?
You know, I was, oh man, you know Joe Turner?
I'm asking you this for the tape, no.
Oh, yeah, it was Joe Turner. In fact, I was very sick in bed. They thought I was going to die of a scarlet fever one time. And it ended up, the last thing I had, it went from that, it went to arthritis and all my bones. Mm-hmm. And I met this chick, the girl who married my mother of my sons, named Jean. And I had no work, and I went down and started, you know, T-Bone Walker? Yeah. I pretty raised with him, man.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, raised with T-Bone, man. T-Bone got me a job, or he liked my family. And I didn't get playing at this point. He said, I can get you the after-hour job playing with some club, not the Flamingo, another one down the street, Jack's Basket Room or something. On Central Avenue. It's right across from the pool hall.
Yeah.
You remember that Club Alabama?
Yes.
They had one backstage. Back by Pooh Hall.
I know.
Club Alabama across the street.
And they had some food in there too.
Yeah, Art Tennis come and play in that cold.
I've been in that place.
I know, the food was good.
Yes.
It's in back of the Pooh Hall.
They had really
yeah. Yeah. Well, I got this job with Joe Turner, and which I didn't realize what I was really getting into. You know, I didn't realize that now the value of the people I played with, Kid Ory, and to know that when I get scared of and tired of hearing the same riffs playing for the young so-called modern kids around that are playing Bird, I can lean back and say, well, this is the way Joe felt, man, being in that environment. Because he's always telling me, man, this, don't ever let that go,
yes.
You know?
I cried late night, Friday night before. I cried late night, Friday night before. I'm gonna change the way I live, it all, won't have to cry no more. Well, I've been your dog ever since I've been your man. I've been your dog ever since I've been your man. Ah, you've been using me. You'll be on a 5-day plan. You know I love you, Birdie, baby. How come you treat me so bad? You know I love you, Birdie, baby. What made you treat me so bad? Now I told you I love you, you're loving and I'm mad. You upset me, baby, when you give my love away. Honey child, I'm gonna buy me a ticket, long as I am tall. Gonna buy me a ticket, long as I am tall. I'm gonna leave you, baby, on a midnight cannonball. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
WFMU broadcasting from somewhat beautiful downtown Jersey City. The show is called Weekly World Blues. The disc jockey's name is Matt Fiveash, and he is here to tell you about himself in the third person, and that he played you that BFF of the blues, Big Joe Turner. He's got his boots all muddy, laced up to the top. The Midnight Cannonball. Hey, speaking of Big Joe Turner, we heard a little snippet of Charles Mingus in conversation with Nasuhi Ertegun about playing with Big Joe Turner. On the sixth CD Mingus box set, Passions of a Man, the complete Atlantic recordings. The last CD is just one track, an hour and a half of Mingus talking to Nasuhi Ertegun about just about everything. Indispensable, you can find it on YouTube also. Hey, speaking of Charles Mingus, it was Charles Mingus with E's Flat, Oz Flat 2 off the Blues and Roots album. And at the top of the set, Bo Diddley with an instrumental called Bo's Bounce that put a dent in my teenage brain that still has not been repaired. I brought my brain to the auto body shop. They kind of banged on it for a while. That just made it worse. And now here we are. So we're all caught up. Hey, you know, I've realized in the whole history of the show, in the almost 6 years we've been out, I've never played anything from those Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter records from the late 70s. And they're, you know, they're good. They're fine. They're a little bit unnecessary when you got all the Chess stuff. But, you know, this one came across my transom for the first time in quite a while. And with fresh ears, I'm here to tell you that this one is what the kids today might call a banger. So here he comes down the block, Muddy Waters with Johnny Winter and the rest of the, all them guys. Weekly World Blues, WFMU.
Cowboy. Mary Jane, can't you see what you have done? Oh, I can't even find my car, and baby, all my money is gone. Lord, it is 5 o'clock in the morning, and the rooster crowing for day. That door, I already know what my woman gonna say. Well, I guess that she said go, gotta pack my things and hit the road.
di Java. I lady giura la 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 dava. Wallahi me sota ta biata. Benda topa na na tiga tudu. Benda ya ya la tigata.
Tone. Well, gone. Somebody gone. Oh, that hearse will be moving.
Well, she is a little queen of faith, and the men will not let her be. Every time she makes this prayer, who caught you just run this old old way? And I'm gonna get me a gambling woman, the last thing that I do. Got to give all of his money to. And everybody says she got a mojo. Baby, you've been using that stuff. Everybody says she got a mojo. Cause she's been using that stuff. She got a weight trimming down. And I mean it's most too tough. Well, well, little girl, since I'm the king, Fair Brown in you is the queen. We put our heads together, whoop that round, then we can make our money green.
Johnson there, little queen of spades. The plot has thickened. If you thought it couldn't get any thicker in the Robert Johnson mystery saga, Mac McCormick book about Robert Johnson. I've been meaning to mention this for a few weeks, but just got distracted every week. But there was an article in the April issue of Texas Monthly, which you can find on the internet, written by, what's the guy's name, Michael Hall. I've posted a link to this article on the playlist for this evening's program at WFMU.org. If you're at all interested in that stuff, go check it out. And if you're not, well, what are you doing here? I know why you're here. You're here to tell me. No, you don't tell me, I tell you. What we heard before Robert Johnson, and that was Lightman Slim, 45, just on the border of needing to be put out to pasture there. On the XLO label, Lightman Slim, Somebody Knocking, Ali Farka Torre with Leddy Kumbe. Junior Kimbrough did Stay All Night. Bobby Rush with Mary Jane. And at the top of the set, from whether it's the greatest comeback album of all time is up for debate. What's not up for debate is whether it's the greatest album, comeback album title of all time. Hard Again, Muddy Waters, Cross-Eyed Cat, James Cotton, all over that one. And hey, that brings us up to speed. Our next special guest performer, well, I'm not going to tell you who it is, because I'm just an amateur. We got a fancy pants professional announcer to tell you right now. So take it away, Mr. Fancy Pants Professional Announcer.
We add the singing and the piano playing of Miss Nina Simone. Nina Simone.
In my back door. cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Oh boy. Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Thank you.
just like that, we've come to the exciting conclusion. James Booker, I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you, but not next week. Dwayne, the much-missed Dwayne from the Dwayne Train, filling in for the program next week for James Booker.